We have some information for you about everything that's going on with tickets. And our resident Beatle maniac from our staff, Haley Boyd, is here with that. So, Haley, you were trying to get tickets during the pre-sale. Explain that. What happened?
Yeah, so yesterday I got my link that I signed up for. I got the link and the pre-sale code at about 9:04. It was texted and emailed to me.
9:04 yesterday morning.
Yes, correct. So during the show. And
that's what you were doing when I was trying to get your attention.
Yeah, whoops. No, but what happened, something was interesting, though, yesterday. So it was Ticketmaster, but they opened up the waiting room at least 25 minutes before tickets went on sale. And typically, Ticketmaster doesn't do that. They'll normally open it maybe 10 to 15 minutes prior. But this one, I went on at about 9:35 yesterday, and there were already people ahead of me. So I want to say maybe it opened up at 9:30-ish.
Did they give you a number as to how many people were in the waiting room?
Not in the waiting room, but once it got to that 10 o'clock point, once I got in the queue, I was number 792, which I thought I was going to be in the thousands. So that was really good for me.
and this was just for the Chicago tickets or for the tickets for the entire tour?
Yeah, so this was tickets for the entire tour, and it was 10 a.m. local time, so it wasn't necessarily 10 o'clock, just Chicago was 10 o'clock anywhere.
Got it. And you got in, right?
I did get in, yes.
So they tell you prices and seat locations? How does that work?
Yeah, so actually when we were in the waiting room in the queue, they had a range of prices, and that range was $40, which was nowhere to be found. Don't know where they got that number from, to the highest ticket price being $4,135, and that's a little bit more accurate.
And a little bit more than than I know you wanted to pay.
Exactly.
I'll see if I can, get you some extra money, some bonus money this week. Now, what happens if you go to PaulMcCartneyGotBack.com, the website, now?
Yeah, so you can actually still register to get a code sent to you, and there are still tickets left for that presale. But I will warn you, the cheapest ticket for the presale that I found was $1,242.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little steep still.
But this is face value. You're not talking about StubHub. You're not talking about that.
No, this is Ticketmaster, and they've got all the fees included in there as well.
And then Friday at 10 a.m. at PaulMcCartneyGotBack.com, the general tickets go on sale. So what does that mean? The rest of the tickets?
Yeah, so all the rest of the tickets, including general or VIP packages, all of those will go on sale, and you don't need any special code to get in.
It's Haley Boyd with the Beatle Report to the Nation. Thank you very much, Haley.
Thank you, Bob.